to France yesterday's attacks and other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The last footage of the Libyan dictator's life shows Muammar Gaddafi begging for mercy. Wounded and terrified, the colonel asks his captors, "What did I do to you?" His last words were, "Do you know right from wrong?" After coming to power through a bloodless coup d'etat against King Idris I on September 1, 1969, Gaddafi initiated a process of directing funds towards providing education, healthcare, and housing for all people. The economic prosperity was accompanied by a controversial foreign policy. In his first measures against the West, Gaddafi ordered the closure of a U.S. Air Force base in Tripoli and a British air base in Tobruk in 1972. About 20,000 Italians were also expelled from Libya and their properties confiscated. Under such tense circumstances, a naval dogfight occurred between the West and Libya over the Gulf of Sidra and the Mediterranean Sea on August 19, 1981.
The entire air engagement from the instant that a reconnaissance plane first spotted the two Libyan MiGs until both were shot down was 8 minutes.
Again, after 8 years, another dogfight happened on January 4, 1989 in the same area.
The people are with me. Tunisian people, Egyptian people, Chadian people, all these people support me and support my revolution. We are not concerned about the standards of the governments and the rulers. They will disappear in future.
These tensions between the two sides never stopped throughout the 1980s. In April 1986, Libya was blamed for bombing a West Berlin disco frequented by members of the U.S. military. In retaliation, U.S. aircraft bombed military facilities and residential areas in Tripoli and Benghazi, Libya, killing 101 people, including Gaddafi's adopted baby daughter. Libya was also accused of the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, which led to UN sanctions in 1992. Living in this situation was impossible for Gaddafi and his administration. Therefore, in 2003, he signed a political agreement with the United States and Britain to accept civil responsibility and pay up to $10 million per victim, a total of $2.7 billion. In 1992, the UN Security Council lifted the sanctions imposed on Libya. In 2004, British Prime Minister Tony Blair visited Libya, the first such visit since 1943. The United States lifted a long-standing trade embargo on the country. And in October 2004, EU foreign ministers agreed on a full lifting of the EU-Libya arms embargo imposed in 1986. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi also apologized to Libya for damage inflicted by his country during the colonial era and signed a $5 billion investment deal. Despite such normalization activities, the West was dying for a golden opportunity to depose Gaddafi. Gaddafi's violent crackdown on anti-government popular protests in 2011 was the best possible excuse for both the United States and NATO to do away with one of their traditional opponents.
In the past, we had seen him hang civilians in the streets. and kill over 1,000 people in a single day. Now we saw regime forces on the outskirts of the city.
And according to Russia's military, they have not registered any of those airstrikes. According to them, the pictures show that nothing of that sort has been going on the ground.
The question here is whether the U.S. is going to end up putting weapons in the hands of radicals and destabilizing the region even more.
If we waited one more day, Benghazi, a city nearly the size of Charlotte, could suffer a massacre that would have reverberated across the region and stained the conscience of the world. Killer Gaddafi, 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 killer Gaddafi.
During the last days of his four-decade rule, Gaddafi cast an ominous prophecy. If his regime fell, Takfiri terrorist militants would subjugate northern Africa, inflicting widespread violence and terror. Now, with France locked in a battle with extremists in Mali, with Al-Qaeda-linked groups carrying out a massive hostage-taking in Algeria, and with Britain, Germany, and France urging their citizens to leave northern Africa because of an unspecified threat, the man many considered mad may not have been so crazy after all. The ouster of Gaddafi brought about a patchwork of heavily armed Takfiri terrorist militants and deep political divisions. After the popular revolution, this North African country was plunged into a political turmoil and then civil war. Various groups have been engaged in a bloody conflict to assume power. The internationally recognized government of the Council of Deputies elected in 2004, also known as the Tobruk government, and the Libyan government. This government has the loyalty of the Libyan army under General Khalifa Haftar, and has been supported by the United States and its allies, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. The government in Tobruk has little power and has lost control of many ministries, institutions, and state bodies in the capital city, Tripoli. The rival government of the new General National Congress, based in Tripoli, led by the Muslim Brotherhood, backed by a bigger coalition known as Libya Dawn, and aided by Qatar, Turkey, and Sudan. The so-called Shura Council of Benghazi Revolutionaries, which is a military coalition in Benghazi, composed of different armed factions including the so-called Ansar al-Sharia, Libya Shield 1, and several other groups, and finally ISIL, who introduced the town of Nufliya, located 120 kilometers east of Sirte, as its stronghold in Libya, along with the eastern city of Derna. ISIL divides Libya into three historical provinces, claiming authority over Barga or Cyrenaica in the east, Fadhan in the desert south, and Trablus or Tripolitania in the west around the capital. In early 2014, a number of leading ISIL militants arrived in Derna. On October 5, 2014, the ISIL-linked militants who then fully controlled the city gathered to pledge allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. In February 2015, ISIL also took over the town of Nufliya. A convoy of 40 heavily armed vehicles arrived from Sirte and ordered Nufliya's residents to repent and pledge allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Nufliya was retaken by new General National Congress forces on March 19, 2015. Sirte was once under the control of so-called Ansar al-Sharia, but now the city is occupied by 400 ISIL terrorists. Al-Sidra is one of Libya's major oil ports east of Sirte, and ISIL has closed in on oil resources. There are certain reasons why Libya and especially its northeastern regions are important to ISIL. First of all, Libya's oil fields with 48 billion barrels of proven crude reserves are mainly in the north and the east. The reserves make Libya the first African oil-rich country and the ninth in the world. Libya is in the proximity of Europe, and ISIL considers this Arab country as the gateway to the Green Continent, which is only 600 kilometers away from the Italian coastline in the Mediterranean Sea. The dire situation in the Middle East and North Africa prompted the United Nations Security Council to adopt the anti-ISIL resolution. But such measures appear to be insufficient, as the root causes of the problem, especially in Libya, are the lack of central government, inaction from the West, and continued support for terrorist groups by certain other countries. Maybe today is the best time to answer the last question of Libya's last dictator. Do you know right from wrong?